everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Podcast. This is a short format episode podcast that you can listen to while you're doing your business on the pot. Or maybe it's spring in Colorado, and that might mean hurricane force winds. Mm. That might mean another 4 inches of snow. That might mean a beautiful spring day. Mm. You kind of never know.
You know, the winds I despise. There's a weather phenomenon that I don't think I hate more than wind.
Yeah. Hail. I hate hail.
Hail's manageable.
I don't have a garage.
Yeah, that's true. Spring snow, I'm okay with it, as long as it's not like a blizzard. The blizzards are still fun. I love seeing snow like on top of green grass, and mm-hmm. I love seeing snow with like tulips and daffodils and like those spring flowers blooming through. I think it's really pretty.
Just buries them.
Well, that's gonna happen anyway. They don't last long.
So anyway, whether you're cleaning up branches, shoveling some snow, or pulling weeds, putting your fence back together, turn on an episode of On the Podcast and listen while you do whatever Mother Nature throws at you.
Curse your mother.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Liz. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Liz.
What are we talking about today?
Liz, what's the first thing that you think of when you think of somebody climbing Mount Everest?
I think of, what do they call it? The Rainbow Graveyard.
Ooh, is that where all the dead bodies are?
Yeah, that like little section where everybody dies and you can't get to it because it's too dangerous, but everybody's wearing like colorful gear. Jackets, so it just is like a rainbow.
I don't think I've ever known the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the name, but it's something like that. Mm.
In other happy news on Everest.
Everything's so happy in Everest.
Climbers are now going to be required to take poop bags with them up the
Interesting.
Hill.
Interesting.
Which is something that I've never, like, really thought about.
So,
but there's not going to be, like, porta-potties on the side.
Right, right. So here's my rebuttal to that. So Everest, whether you know it or not, is covered in trash because of climbers and, well, I guess just climbers.
Yeah.
Just ditching all sorts of things on the side of the mountain. I've heard that it's just, like, absolutely disgusting to see it. So my assumption is, okay, so people are going to now put their shit in a trash bag, but they're going to ditch the trash bag, and that's worse because at least like, well, I guess in Everest your poop probably freezes and just stays frozen.
Just it's like frozen. So what they were doing before now is like digging little holes, trying to cover it up.
Yeah, that's what you do when you camp.
Yeah, well, exactly. But it just has become way too much of a problem. So now when you sign up to Summit Everest, you get a new requirement is taking poop bags with you.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Like, I would be, if I were part of the Nepalese government or whatever, I would say, okay, you get, I don't know, 30 poop bags.
It's a
and
small
when you,
number.
And when you come down to base, we will count how many poop bags you still have to know that you actually cleared out what you were supposed to and didn't just ditch it on the mountain somewhere.
So on a daily basis, people have said to poop 8.8 ounces on a day in one day.
Healthy.
And they usually spend like 2 weeks or so summiting and then coming back down.
Yeah.
Oh, they get two poop bags, but
those
it can
be big bags.
It can be used 6 times.
What?
And I guess that depends on the type of poop.
Okay,
you
that means 12 poops in total. Mm-hmm. Which 2 to 3 weeks? I'm a pretty regular pooper. Now, mind you, I'm not going through the conditions of Everest. I'm sure I'll be a little constipated while I'm up there. I still don't think that's enough.
Somehow there's a chemical in these bags to help like solidify it and make it odorless, but
okay, so we're climbing Everest, we got some runny issues is what this is telling me. We got some liquid poo going on.
much like when you walk your dog, Liz, now you're in charge of your own poo. Like when you're walking your dog, mm-hmm. you have to pick up their poo and then carry it. Now you have to pick up your poo and yeah. carry it.
I don't know if that's worse.
And Liz, how much, I'm going to ask you, how much poo do you think climbers in 2022 generated?
Are we talking like pounds?
Pounds.
Okay. So typically you can climb Mount Everest only
in May.
And
this is the region. So this is Mount Everest, Mount La Host, and Mount Nepuzi.
Okay. So I know that Everest, you can really only climb it in May. I assume the mountains nearby, maybe a little bit longer period of time. There's typically, I would say, I don't know, maybe like 100 climbers of Everest a year. I think that might be low. Let's throw in another, let's say 1,000 climbers in that region. They're pooping 8 ounces. We got 3 weeks. 1,000 times 8,000, 3 weeks. What is that? 8,000 times 21.
I think you're going to overestimate.
No, then I have to divide by ounces into pounds, which I don't know that one.
Do you just want me to tell you?
Yeah.
35,000 pounds.
Oh, I was not. I was going to be under that.
Oh. So, you know, they're hoping that this helps alleviate the poo issue, kind of help clean up the whole mountain, you know, as a whole. Nice. It's just, it's sad because like something that is like so spectacular and such a feat to do has turned into like a trash, dead body poop area.
Well, and it's interesting because I don't think that Everest is easy, but everything that I've kind of read over the years is that because of advancements in technology and equipment and all that, that it's like no longer the, you know, feat that it was.
Yeah.
And so that's the challenge, is that now it's super crowded. Like, I don't know if you've seen pictures of climbers on Everest, but you're
it's
literally
just like
in
a
like
line.
A line.
Yeah, the whole way.
And
I
then
know.
You're ditching your poop on the side of the mountain. And yeah, it's really unfortunate. And again, like this little rainbow graveyard that we're calling it now,
mm-hmm.
along with a lot of these other places, is they can't go and clean these. They can't go and clean them up because it's just too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a darn shame. You give Americans something pretty and they're going to make it bad.
Yeah, I know.
Americans, I meant people.
Everybody.
Humans.
People.
I meant humans, but boy, oh boy, Freudian slip there.
Yeah, well, you know, Americans. I also wanted to put one other little tidbit in there of the cost of summiting Everest.
Mm.
It can be either tens of thousands to more than $100,000.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, just to stand in line and...
And take like one baby step at a time. So anyway, there you go. Poop bags on Everest.
Wow. I'm curious about these bags. Now I'm like, could I take advantage of this and save water somehow?
Probably.
All right.
I bet they're expensive bags though.
Are they reusable?
6 times.
Yeah, apparently 6 times. But I can't just like shake them out and wash them and use them another 6 times.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll look into it. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
What's that inside my body?
Poopies.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed.
And also a little bit of knowledge.
Yep.
Okay. See you next time.
Bye.